We are back. You are listening to Heaven's Den. Thank you guys for hanging in that first hour.
Yeah.
Good to get out some aggression.
Yeah, you seem a little mellower now.
No, I mean, you know, I can't go. I'm not as young as I used to be. I can't go as long as I used to be able to.
I sneeze. I need a nap.
And a sandwich.
You know, listen, they're working on things. They're working on things.
They're working on them.
So I consulted with the lovely Pip Helix during the break. Admittedly, the numbers were not what we were expecting in the chat room tonight.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you promote a website for the whole week. We're getting
tons.
A lot of positive feedback and everything. Listen, not everybody is as hip to all the options to listen to our show as some of our more loyal, ardent listeners are.
Yes. So it's tough to make their way in here when we have tech issues like this.
Some of our loyal, ardent listeners have made it. And we do have other Surf Easies to give away. It's not like this is the last time I'm going to give our audience a chance to win one of these things.
Right.
And we do have other prizes. And I threw it out there last week. A way that you guys could win a Surf Easy was to come up with an artistic rendition, a puppet, a clay thing, a picture of Joe's two favorite inanimate objects, his jizz sock and slop towel. I would love something where I eat it, like if they're puppets, they don't have to be great. I could actually use them during their portion of the show. Not in the same way Joe uses them.
Oh, hey now, I won't sit for that.
Or if it was like an artist rendering, something where I could take a picture of that and post it on our website.
That would be funny.
You know, so like I said though, even a song. I'll even take a song about the antics of jizz sock and slop towel.
Wow.
You know,
that opening it up.
Well, that's what Joe's hoping for. Anyway, I want something creative because we have very creative listeners. But I got to be honest, nobody's really stepped to the front yet. So,
chickens.
You know, if you don't want a Surf Easy, if you want something else because you've already won a Surf Easy, we got other stuff to give you. There's other things if you want a Surf
you
Easy.
You win a towel.
Sure.
Yeah.
You can get game used.
I look at the towel a different way now, like it's a celebrity.
It is.
I feel guilty when I spill my tomatoes on it.
Maybe.
He has his own Twitter.
Yeah, the jizz socks would feel a little better if you felt a little guilty when you spilled your tomatoes on it.
Yeah, nice tomatoes.
So if you guys want a prize, I mean, that's out there.
Sure.
I mean, I think it would really show what you want. I'll throw this out there, too. If you got a website or a business you work for, I'll plug it on the air. I'll plug it on the air on that
Look
show
at
as
you.
Well.
There you go.
So
that's free advertising.
Yeah,
free advertising.
Don't come cheap.
Yeah. Well, Joe does, but
your business is back on a paying basis.
So it's out there. I would certainly
fun.
Like to see our fans step up. But just this week, Mr. G created like a Photoshop something for us that I put on the Davin's Den Facebook page. That was nice.
Nice.
Mm. So there's certainly opportunities to be creative. You know, you guys need to step up. It just can't all be us. You need to raise your game to listen to this show.
We're a team. This is a team show.
Sure, we all get paid the same.
Yes. So there's no squabbling about money.
Yeah, sure. We all get the same cut.
Nobody feels short.
Well, he gets more nothing than I get. It's not bullshit, man.
You got a bigger piece of cake. Trucker Tom says, don't I contribute enough? Are you not entertained?
We love you and we buy you drinks when we're in Michigan. Shut up.
There you go.
I think Joe summed that up perfectly.
Yeah. Nice job, Joe.
Well said, Joe. I couldn't have said it better myself.
I think we bought you dinner that night, too. It was a pipe down.
I paid for dinner. I couldn't talk, so it was a win for everybody. All right, shall we? We got a trifecta of spite.
Yes.
Which seems appropriate for tonight.
Yes, we are just
time.
The right mood.
Yeah,
yes.
Perfect timing.
So this first story comes to us from China. It's about a man who's not happy with his boss. Fortunately, I got the audio of this story.
Oh, great.
So, it's not all it's quacked up to be, but enjoy it.
What a way to get back at your former boss. A man in China, only known as Xiang, decided to enlist the help of baby ducks for a little form of payback. To be precise, Xiang ordered 1,130 baby ducks and had them delivered to the apartment of his ex-boss, identified as Bing. Xiang was upset as he believed Bing owed him just under $500 in compensation. The dispute between the two stretches back 3 years. It was then that Xiang decided to leave his job at Bing's business. Before he officially left, Xiang made it known he was owed his wages, but Bing disagreed and claimed he had already been paid. It seems the conflict over the money continued to gnaw at Xiang, leading him to get the ducks. After a farmer sent the vast amount of ducks to Bing's apartment, the babies were left to freely wander around the house. The farmer soon contacted Xiang for payment, who in turn directed him to Bing, who still hadn't paid his wages. The farmer didn't particularly want to be in the middle of the dispute, so he contacted police for help. With assistance from officers, they reached an agreement. Bing would have to pay the farmer for transporting the duck, and both Xiang and Bing were advised to contact the relevant authorities to determine the wage dispute.
All right.
Where do we start?
All right. Really? I gotta be a little honest. You know, I'm very pro-spite, especially if nobody's spiting me.
That's true.
Very pro-spite. I lose, I'm not happy with this because I lose a little respect when you opt for spite / revenge via live animal. Not a big fan of it. There's innocent ducks involved.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, actually, that really, I got very nervous. What did they do with the ducks once they left them loose?
They pay Kingdom.
I know, it's China, for God's sake,
ducks.
Oh, no,
it's China, they're making iPhones. They're very fine.
The country with the worst human rights in the world, and you're worried about the ducks.
Yeah, I
always
worry
the ducks
about the ducks.
Well, the ducks are the heart of the story, Joe. If they dropped off 500 girls in his apartment, I would have been concerned about them.
Bring home our ducks.
See, I give a duck.
You give a duck. I feel bad for the farmer. Because the farmer, number one, he had to deliver these ducks.
Right.
Now, you try to
round up. Well, that's part of his job. I mean, I'm sure he's in the duck delivery business.
Yeah, but, you know, try to round up 1,100 ducks, then bring.
Well, it's 500 ducks, Joe.
I thought there was 1,130 chicks.
he's thinking of 74 virgins, you know.
Was it 1,100? I thought it was 500.
No, I don't remember the exact number.
1,130 chicks, which is usually the amount that's run through the compound during the summer.
Funny. Funny.
Good. But I feel bad for the farmer.
I think these were a little older than our pal's choice.
That's true.
But I feel they're bad. Out of the egg.
Yeah. He likes a nice embryo. Where's my zygote?
But for the evening.
But the farmer, he got to round up the chicks. He's got to bring them to the plate. He goes, where are we putting them, chief? And they got to go in there. We're going to put them in the house.
Yeah.
And put them in the house, right? Now he's looking to get payment.
He doesn't get freaking paid.
And he goes, all right, he'll pay you. Really? You know?
Right.
I agree with you, and here's why I agree with you. Because now he's making his problem the farmer's problem.
Yeah.
Now he's the asshole.
Yes.
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 You know, now he's the asshole.
Yes,
because
he
now
is.
He's as bad as his boss that didn't pay him.
Exactly. He didn't like that treatment.
Yeah, you know.
And you're right. He's paying it forward in the worst possible way. No, I agree. There's no winners here.
No.
Especially the wood floor that the ducks were walking
on. Oh, that place has got to stink.
Probably smelled like that fat guy that was smothered up against me.
But that's where the ducks went.
In him.
But looking on the positive side.
A positive?
Yeah. Well, for the one thing, I mean, you come home from work, you open the door, and there's 1,130 baby ducks running around your house.
If it wasn't for the mess that they would make, how cute. That's like, it's like revenge by cute.
Yeah, but you know.
Two ducks are cute. 1,130 of them.
The farm
so much.
The farmer's not so swift either, though. I mean, this is COD, cash on duck. I mean, you don't leave the ducks there.
You want a deposit.
Yeah, you got to get something. Just can't leave ducks wandering around and think everything's going to work out fine. The guy was waiting for the ducks, and everybody's going to hug and embrace, and you'll get a tip for your job.
Didn't you
think anything was strange when he said, yeah, dump them off inside the house?
How do you get inside?
How did it get them inside?
It had to be like an 80s sitcom where the door was left open.
I'm thinking maybe.
It's the Fonz. No, it's the ducks.
Squeeze the ducks through that little crack in the window, one duck at a time.
See, like through the little mail slot. Yeah. Quack, 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 quack.
Exactly. Idiot.
I don't think I've ever had revenge on a boss. Have you guys ever had revenge on a boss?
Yes.
Joe, of course, Joe. Oh. Yes. Did you bite him?
No. I worked at this job years ago.
Yeah.
Years ago. It was 25 years ago. And they treated us like shit. They really did. They cut our health insurance. They didn't tell us and all this shit.
How did they not tell you? You just show up and go, oh, you're going to have to pay for that heart attack yourself.
My partner that I work with, the bookkeeper, looks at me one day. He goes, I'm getting a bill from the health insurance company. I haven't paid the health insurance. And I go, we don't have health care? No. So we cornered the boss on it. Well, I was going to get to it. Really? What if my pancreas fell out? What am I going to do?
I don't think it would fall out.
Well, you
never know.
So what I would do is the son had a humongous record collection that he kept up in the mezzanine where we used to store some of the parts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I helped myself to most of it.
Oh, wow. Wow.
You know, so, yeah, and that's the way I got back. You know, you're going to screw me, I'll screw you.
Yeah, what'd you do? I'm sorry. I'm getting text.
What'd you
No.
Apologize. He had a big...
It's work-related.
Pay attention,
Joe. Okay.
No, you're absolutely right. And normally I wouldn't care if I missed it.
I understand. But
but you're right. Because I'm trying to see what the hell's going on with the server.
I understand.
I'm sorry. Repeat it again, Joe.
No, what it was is that the son had a large record collection that he used to store up in the storage area.
Okay.
Which is not... Most of it's no longer there. It's in my basement. So,
well, good for you.
Yeah,
I hope you got some nice Neil Diamond.
Yeah. Some good Billy Joel and stuff
like
that.
Oh, good for you.
So I get by, you know, I got back.
Nice.
And when I
I don't know if that's going to pay for your pancreas falling out, no. But at least while you're dying, you'll hear some nice tunes.
But even
tunes.
On my first day there, I go, yeah, is there anything I could do? I was like, make us coffee.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, wow was when they took a sip of it, because I thought about it. I go, if I make a good cup of coffee, they're going to be making coffee every freaking morning. I'm going to make the shittiest pot of coffee I can manage.
I got to ask you, why can't you have that type of forethought in things that we're doing here? I mean, that's brilliant.
All right, I'll steal your CDs if it'll make you happy.
Start with the cassettes.
Yeah.
Start with the wife's. Yeah. Oh, shit, anyway.
Leave them, Mr.
Big. Those are mine.
I see what happened to my CDs.
Oh, by the way, you made a comment on Facebook. You picked up a Britney Spears CD?
I did.
You did?
Was it for your own personal consumption?
I have the right to remain silent. I'm no Donald Sterling. Uh-huh. It was that stupid bitch who made me do it.
Oh, my God.
And it was Magic Johnson, because he got those AIDS and told me to buy that Britney Spears. Yeah, boy.
I have Britney Spears CDs.
Okay.
You know.
All right, sweet. So I'm just going to ask.
Oopsie. Whatever. Put it again.
No, I like the song Womanizer.
Okay.
And there's another one, Fuck Me, like... If you,
oh yeah, which I like how she did that, but that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I like those two songs for $5.
No,
I'm not paying $15 for it. I posted on Facebook, and you're right to bring it up. When a grown man, without a young child next to them, makes that type of purchase, you do feel like you're 13 and buying your first pack of condoms, because you feel dirty and like some type of explanation is in order.
Yes,
this isn't for me; it's for them.
You should put that in your act.
It's for my daughter.
That's pretty funny.
That is good.
It is how I felt, because I got this 20-something guy there.
See?
And it's the only thing I bought. It wasn't like, I don't do the typical thing where I'll buy this and buy that. And, oh, yeah, the Britney Spears CD. No. It was quite clear that I was on this line for the Britney Spears CD. I didn't even buy the baseball bat, which I could have bought for $15.
This is the curmudgeonly philosophy personified.
Yes.
Buying something embarrassing. Actually, it wasn't the opposite sex at the cash register for you, though. It was a young guy looking at you like, dude.
If it was a girl, I would have said, oh, I bought this for you.
Years ago, it's like around 1982, the guy, one of my foreman, was a really good dude. And remember when the Who came to town?
The what?
The Who?
Ha.
For their farewell tour.
Yeah.
he let me leave work and go wait online to get Who tickets and stuff like that and went to see the show.
Nice.
So one day he comes up to me and he goes, look, truck driver me when I go see Neil Diamond with the wives. He goes, I let you go. Get your ass out and go out and get tickets for us. So I go to get the Neil Diamond tickets.
Hey, the site's up. Go on, Joe. Yay. I'm going to alert the masses. Right. Now that the damage has been done. Until it goes down again. Go on, Joe.
So I go to buy Neil Diamond tickets, okay? But meanwhile, Van Halen is on sale.
Neil Diamond is goodish.
Not when you're 21, all right?
Yeah, no.
When you're buying when you're 21.
No,
I'm waiting online. I'm waiting online. I'm waiting online. I'm waiting online. And the guy goes, how many are you need for Van Halen? I go, I'm actually here for Neil Diamond tickets.
he just assumed you were going to be a man.
Well, of course. I'm 21, hair down to my ass.
He profiled you.
What do you think I'm coming for? You
know? Yeah.
But I go, I'm here for Neil Diamond tickets.
I know.
And the only thing that got me by was I'm doing it for a guy that let me split early so I can get Who tickets 2 months earlier.
Which was
cool. But, you know, it's like...
it's like, how many Van Halen? Actually.
There's certain purchases that are embarrassing. But I stand by it. But here, I forgot to say this part. This is where I really got in trouble. So I'm
price check.
No, not that. Worse. So, I meet up with my family, the wife and the kid. We're getting some pizza and everything.
Okay.
I got my Britney Spears CD in the plastic bag.
It's clear, see-through.
The white.
Okay.
The bag breaks. So now I take the remnants of the bag.
Yes.
I wrap it over the Britney Spears CD so maybe I can make this transaction with the wife because I want her to hold it in the purse.
Okay.
Without her friggin' noticing.
What's wrong with your purse?
Nothing, Joe. It was a small one. I had my evening purse out. I didn't have the big one.
Nice comeback. I'll take that.
Well, I really can't tell you to go to hell on that after what I've just revealed. Sometimes you just have to take your beating, you know?
This one didn't match my
It's not like a, it's not like you go, how dare you? I'm a manly man. Not really.
He's going to call me outside over your again.
Not really. After this story, that girl's back knee would kick my ass.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
I'll take my little beating.
That girl with back knee was more manly than you in this story. I'm sorry.
So the wife, being the nosy Nelly that she is, looks at it. Oh, Britney Spears, really? I'm getting the real. On top of the purchase, she now knows I was trying to hide the purchase.
So now it's all the more fun to torment you about it.
Yes, she was upset. She was like, you could have. I'm like, well, I like a couple songs. You could have downloaded them. Well, there's that.
By the way, about your Britney Spears purchase, Tom, Trucker Tom says...
Oh, he's been waiting.
I fucking knew it!
He's been waiting for... Shut up, Tom. Why don't you cook another stew on the hood of your car?
That looked good.
Yeah, please. He's making stuffed peppers tonight. I'm jealous.
I know. He had the lasagna on the tray. Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Meatloaf, too.
Yeah. I had...
yeah, he's a regular... Fuck it. Fucking go home. Join the stupid bird outside.
If truth be told, I'm a little guilty because there was this one Miley Cyrus song.
Yeah.
What? I got a bunch of them on my phone. How can you just pick one? What is wrong with you?
It was such a well-produced, it's one of the best pop songs written. I forgot. She's just being Miley.
That's a great song. I can't find that. I want that download.
It's a great tune.
I think you guys should sync up your phones
and
your periods.
There's another one called The Climb. It's very inspirational. Because every time you climb a mountain, there's going to be another mountain there. Like, it's about achieving goals.
That sounds exhausting.
But that's the show! Miley, very good she was... Here's the thing with Miley and Britney.
You know what? When I get psyched for the show, I usually think of Metallica's Seek and Destroy. I don't really think Miley Cyrus.
I know, he has his own, Joe. I, you know.
I just get up to the top of this fucking mountain and there's more? God damn it!
You know, listen.
Does this torment never end?
Things that will further incriminate. Miley Cyrus and Britney Spears both made better music and looked better when they were underage. I'm gonna say it.
Oh boy! Did the cops who are monitoring this station catch that?
You know what? You can call me a pig if you want or a kumia. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Well, but they were better looking. Britney was at her best when she was 16 and 17. Before she got all whored out and turned out. Miley, before she had the Sandy Duncan and Peter Pan haircut, was a hot piece of ass when she was 15.
Oh no! Too much teeth. Way too much.
Well, you're
teeth.
A biter. You notice.
Don't you guys notice that?
You've got
the big overbite?
The
big teeth don't scare you?
No.
Don't dash his dreams.
Yeah, thank you. Joe, you were going to say before...
I was going to say, you should put that whole segment in your act. That's very funny.
What, as they fucking whisk me away in cuffs? Are you insane? I am a child. I can't say things like that. I'm supposed to say, and what's with this fucking Justin Bieber? Back when I was a kid...
Oh, damn!
You know, I can't be saying shit like that,
okay,
Joe.
Grandpa.
I have an image to uphold.
You do feel kind of creepy listening to it. I'm like, she's just being Miley.
It's a great song!
I know it's a great song. I'm with you.
And Jessica
I'm with you.
And Ashley,
we'll do the perp walk together and stand there and answer questions in our little room with the detectives.
You won't be able to talk. They'll have beaten you to such a pulp.
Yeah.
Ashley Simpson had Jessica's sister, Ashley Simpson, had a really good song, too. I like pop. I can't be manly all the time.
Wow, the sensitive side of Joe and Davin. A special Davin.
You know what? Maybe when I'm having server issues, maybe Britney calms me down. Yeah. Have you ever thought about that?
I'm sure.
It can't all be Aerosmith and Rammstein all the time.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Thank you.
That's okay. The next time you guys bust my balls about Wynwood, this conversation is going to be repeated.
Aerosmith and Rammstein most of the time.
Here's the difference. We don't fucking travel to see them, and we're not part of a fan club.
Okay. And this is a problem?
All right, Joe.
If I had the money, I would go to Berlin when they were playing in Berlin.
No, I'm talking about Miley and Britney.
Oh, no. I'm talking about Ramstein.
I thought you were saying you've been, like, stalking Miley.
No.
Oh, dear.
I love a German techno metal band, all right?
Who doesn't?
Back to the topics at hand.
We had topics.
This has been way too revealing.
Yes.
The sensitive side of Davin and Joe.
Have you ever? I never have done this. I don't think I've ever. No, I've never done this. I've never had revenge on somebody who owes me money. Have you?
More revelations. No.
No,
not really.
I never. Oh God, I got a story one time.
What's the forum for it, Joe?
When I was in religious class. This guy Alex.
That didn't take, did it?
Yeah, no. But this guy Alex was a big dude, and he lent me $10. And I was supposed to give him the ten bucks like the next week at class.
Yeah.
And I didn't have the money. And I go, look, can I pay you next week? And then he punched me. And I'm like, you know, we're here to learn about forgiveness. And then he punched me again. You think I don't want
But that was you owing him money.
Yeah, it was me owing him money. But no, I never get somebody revenge owing me money because I just want to be on the good side till I get the money.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Know, you think, and sometimes if somebody owes you money, it's almost like the thing in A Bronx Tale, where he tells the guy, he goes, how much the guy owe you? He goes, he owed him $20. He goes, for $20, you don't like the guy? No. So for $20, he'll never bother you again.
Yes. Yes, because they'll slink away from you.
Yeah.
It was like a cheap payoff. Yeah don't go after them. Who cares?
I don't. You know,
we're learning tonight.
Yeah.
No, but I'm very good. I hate owing people money. I really don't. Like,
yeah.
I made sure when I got the dumb ticket, I made sure I got him his check. And then
I was appreciative of that.
Yeah, and then I was working with a comic a couple of weeks ago, and they gave us the wrong money. He was headlining.
You know who he fucking calls to track you down, don't you?
Oh, okay, but no, I got him the money too.
I know.
That night? Wow. Yeah.
I get a text. You know Joe's cell phone?
Wow. Okay. Good. Yeah. No. But I got him the money immediately because I felt bad. I felt awful.
Apparently, I'm your keeper, though.
Yeah.
You want to hear a story about somebody owing money?
No.
Okay. Carry on.
What he got?
When my dad died, there was a hardware store that he used to do business with because he had a landscaping business.
Yeah.
And you know, I've known this guy for almost my whole life. And so he, you know, he's like, I hate to do this, but I got to give you your dad's bill. And I'm like, no, fine.
You don't hate to do it.
No.
If you hated to do
it,
you
would. Well, it's part of selling an estate.
I understand.
You got to set us up and clear everything up.
But you don't really hate to do it. You might not want to do it.
No, you feel sometimes, because it's an awkward thing. You lost a loved one, but however, you got it, you know, whatever the amount is. And sometimes you have to do, look, not for nothing. I need, you know.
Not for nothing.
Not for nothing.
But you don't owe me nothing. You owe me something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he did feel bad about it, you know, because my dad had just died, but he's like, he's got to clear up his account and whatever. Yeah. I look at the balance of this account, and I'm like, this seems a bit much for, like, the kind of, I knew the kind of business that Dad did, and I was like, this seems a bit much.
We get bills like that here.
By the way, the chat is complaining that they're hearing little clickety-click noises. Is that you?
That's me on Facebook. Bear with me, people.
Okay.
I just have to I have to post.
God, you're the boss. All right.
honestly, this is why I shut Facebook off. Yeah. During the show,
yeah.
And I use it on my phone now.
Right, because it goes clickety-click-click.
Right.
So
this is the computer doing the job. I apologize, people. Unless you fuckers want to post for me.
Yeah, no, don't offer that up.
Why?
So I look at the thing and I see, because you don't know what they would say.
I have an idea.
Don't let Tom loose in our accounts. Yeah. So I asked him, you know, what did he buy something big? And he says, oh, yeah, that's right. My dad let this kid who lived in our apartment building, who bought his own house, he was a friend of my brother's when they were younger.
Yeah.
They weren't so much friends anymore. He let him use, my dad let the kid use my dad's credit at this place to buy a lawnmower for his new house. And I said, oh, okay, well, so how many payments has Mike made on it? None. So I had a call up this guy's house at least a dozen times until I was at the point where I'm like, motherfucker.
We're going to Wapner on this shit.
You really? My dad just died and I have to keep begging you for the money? Are you kidding me? Until I got his wife and I gave her an earful and she was like, humiliated. So I got a check.
Yeah.
After I got the wife. But I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to have
it's
to
awkward.
Go
chasing you for the money. But they're chasing you for the money.
I have to make good with this guy who's a businessman, you know. So I got to make good with it. And you didn't make one payment. What was that, a present?
And also, like, you know, I don't know if your dad had insurance, but, you know, my mom had insurance. But there was a time, I had to pay bills. And when my mom died, all I had was $1,000 in the bank.
Wow.
And I had to start paying. I mean, they shut the electricity off the day my mom died.
Oh, my
God.
You've
told that story,
yeah. And because my mom was horrible with bills. And I had to explain, and the power company could care less. You know, I could be just telling a story, so I had to pay out for that. And I tried to get, and like I said before, my ex-girlfriend, we became friendly again, and my mother wrote her PIN code in shorthand.
Yeah.
So I go over there, and my ex-girlfriend knew shorthand.
Oh, thank God. Somebody cracked the code.
No, but it's a different – my mother – apparently I learned that day there's different styles of shorthand.
No.
Your mother was one of the top secretaries.
Yeah, she was.
She's got her own style.
She was. But my mother's shorthand – my mother's shorthand was different than my
ex-girlfriend's.
Oh,
no, so she couldn't crack the code.
So she couldn't crack the code.
Oh.
So I had to figure out. So I just
good thing you weren't operating a U-boat.
Yeah, really. I got an Enigma machine.
A who?
Enigma machine. What's that's
that?
What we used to crack the codes.
Oh, really?
To crack the German codes, yeah.
Look at us going all History Channel.
I know. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's called an Enigma machine. That's
I like that.
That's what they used to crack the German codes.
So it sounds like something naughty.
So, yes. Pip, you want to tell people that you found this story. You want to tell people about this student who was mailing poop? You want to tell the folks about that story?
This kid could not control himself.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he's on schedule.
He couldn't control something. Yes. No, the kid got in trouble because he kept mailing boxes of poop to the vice principal of his school.
I believe three times?
Yeah, three times.
I believe three times a charm.
Exactly. You wear it around your neck.
They caught him. And
well, his pants were down.
actually, they made a point in the article of telling us that it was merely cow and dog feces. That makes it better. It makes it better to get a different particular type of poop in a box is better than another.
Do you know
you don't want horse poop.
There was an internet site that you could mail shit to people.
No, of all the things I asked you to do, that's what you're researching. This is the story that moved you, Joe.
No pun intended. Yeah,
I was trying to do a bunch of things. This is like, well, I'll be proactive. All right, Joe. Thanks. What site is this? And why aren't they sponsoring us?
Really?
You never know.
Come to the source.
All right. All right. The clicking should now stop.
So this happened in Maryland. And he's a high school senior. And, like, after you get caught, do you keep mailing packages of poop? I mean, don't you think that they've caught on who it is? The postal inspector was able to write down the license plate of the kid who was delivering the packages, and that's how they figured out. And he got caught outside of McDonald's with a quote-unquote large quantity of alcohol in the car.
He called the McDonald's. He's working up another delivery.
The best part, the last, I'm glad they spelled this out. The last part of the article says, the student was charged with three counts of disturbing activities at school, I'll bet, and three counts of molesting a school administrator. Police noted that molestation in this case does not mean anything of a sexual nature, but instead means to maliciously bother someone. Because I needed to know the difference, because
molestation, it's not like this turd tried to touch him where his bathing suit covered. Well, I mean, it's ridiculous.
But it made it sound like something else happened. Yeah, it's Mr. Hankey.
It's Mr. Hankey.
I was thinking, what are they saying has happened here? Not only did he mail him turds, but he was molesting him. That would have made a far more interesting story,
but I like
however.
The postal inspector, he was able to write down a license plate. Dun, 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 dun.
I know.
I'm the postal inspector. Dun, 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 dun. Somebody's been mailing shit. Your job, get him. Dun, 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 dun.
I know. But
my name's Friday. Somebody shit in a box on Sunday. I'm going to apprehend them on Tuesday. Wednesday's Thursday at Carvel. Oh, things that look like that are not like the other.
it, It's Poopy the Whale.
Yeah, Poopy the Whale.
Isn't Fudgy dirty enough? You had to go
Fudgy.
Poop.
I know.
Cold. That's the funny thing about shit and chocolate. They look exactly the same and taste radically different.
God.
Damn. I'm just surprised that they felt that there was a need to explain that he was mailing dog and cow poop instead of his own. Because although you think, what kind of demented soul sits down and cops a squat over a box?
Yeah.
Besides my cats.
Yeah. That was over his own place, shit in a box. But they had...
Is that like Jack in the Box?
Yeah, but I think... Yeah, right. Thank you. Thank you for the reference for people that didn't get it. But I believe...
I think there might have been a lot.
I believe that mailing fecal matter, human fecal matter, is a federal offense.
Well, it's like the chemicals. It's like a toxic thing.
Yeah.
Oh, like fertilizer?
Yeah, so you can mail cow shit to your heart's content, but don't
mail, like, personal poop?
Yes.
Your own personal poop?
Yes.
Your own personal pooper.
I remember one time I had an intestinal virus.
Oh, this is not going to be good. Okay, wait. And I'm strapping
bring,
in.
I had to bring stool samples to the doctor's office. And I'm like, you got to be. I'm sitting there waiting with my shit.
Not to interrupt, but haven't I suffered enough tonight?
No, what apparently
now?
Not. What happened now?
Look what stupid Diva Donnie posts on my text me. Look at this.
What is this, a little bag?
Stupid Diva Donnie.
Trying to help you. Put your CDs in a bag.
Coach, established 1941. The official purse of Davin Rosenblatt from Davin's Den. Screw you, Diva Donnie.
Diva, I love you.
Although it does look big enough to hold several Britney Spears CDs. So, yay, I can travel.
Not all that bad. He's trying to help you.
It's yellow and pink.
What are you yelling at the guy for?
Wouldn't that be shocking if it wound up on our feed on Facebook?
Wouldn't that be shocking? It's yellow and pink. You're favorites. If only it had sparkles on that bow.
Yeah. He could have mailed you a package.
Why am
like
I the little girl in this house? When I have a little girl in this house.
And even when I come over, you're still the girl in this house.
I'm not alone. I've actually had an educator that hated me.
Really?
Hard to believe. I know.
I'm shocked. Not really.
Yeah, when I was in college. Which is pretty late.
Professors, I'm right behind you. The professors, sometimes they have a vendetta against you.
But he thought I hated him, but I didn't. It was a very hard class. I didn't hate him. So I guess, I thought we were fine. Why am I, and it was a man, so you would think, you know, like a woman. You go, well, it's a woman, you never know what they're thinking. But it's a man. I should know. So we're in class one day.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, some police come in. Now I get summoned out.
What?
With the professor.
What?
Yeah, apparently somebody had made some threatening phone calls to the professor, and they thought it was me.
Oh, my God.
It was not.
No.
What does he book?
Before I was a comic. There's no reason to hate. No reason to hate. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's weird.
That is weird. And I'm like, I didn't
know.
Did
you ask him, why would you even think that I would do something like that?
Well, I'm just like, no, I did what? No, I mean, you're a kid. You're like 18, 19, 20, whatever the hell it is. You're like, you're taken aback.
Sure.
You're taken aback because you don't remember having a huge blowout. I mean, sure, you threatened to kill him and his kids. No. I don't even remember having confrontations with him in that way. I'm sure I was talking too much in class, but I don't remember it ever getting nasty.
Right. I've had the moment. Well, like a daydream, I'll call it, where, because I watch too much damn Law and Order, I know this is where this is coming from. Chong chong. They show up at people's houses and they're like, interrogating them about whatever happened. Then they show the picture of the corpse because they're dead. Ah! I'm always picturing.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I'm picturing
death and horror reaction in a nutshell.
Yeah, I'm picturing the police come to my house.
Right.
Somebody from my past that I really didn't like, or we ended badly. They show up and they're showing me pictures of the dead person, and they're like questioning me like I did it. And I feel guilty in my daydream because I may have harmed them in my head at certain times.
And it's a daydream, so everything's going on in your head, so it could be reality.
Right. Well, the thing is, I'm thinking, I harmed them in my head or I did bad things. I never like killed anybody in a daydream, but it's like I think about like defacing their car or something. Right. Like, you made me so mad. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna write slut on your car. I've never actually done that, but I've thought about that. I've been so mad at somebody. Mm. But then I'm always afraid, like in my paranoid fantasy, somebody comes to the door and accuses me of doing the same thing that I like fantasize. It's like,
but I love your
did
fantasy.
I do it?
Usually your fantasy is like a place you want to be, somebody you want to be with. No, I want to be a murder suspect. You should aim higher, Pip. You
now,
really should.
Now you know me better than you ever wanted to.
Oh. No, usually you lead with the bite, so you're ahead of the game.
Yeah. But I tell you, college professors, man, they could be, sometimes they don't like you. I had my statistics professor. And I was not good at statistics, but I studied like a mother. And I had to retake the class. And I was pissed off because I'm paying for college myself, and now I got to lay it out. And the first night of class, he goes, yeah, these tests could be hard. You really have to study. He goes, I had a guy in my last class that got a 30 on the final. The whole class starts laughing. That was me.
Oh, no.
I almost wanted to grab him in the between sides and go, where the hell did you get off?
Did he point to you?
No,
you.
He didn't point to me.
Did he know it was you?
He knew it was me. And I really had to calm down because I felt like saying, really? I go, I studied for this, okay? But maybe it's not my
That's
thing,
sad
but
part.
I studied.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, but it's not.
You could have done nothing and gotten an 8.
I know. And I go, and also I got to pay for this class again. And you sit here and goof on me? I go, really? What do you think? You run a radio show? You have never. But then.
What do you think? You're my friend?
Now, statistics, I am not good with numbers. I'm really not. And statistics, I had a problem with. When it comes to other things, I'm good. Like I my business law class, for some reason, my business law professor, I don't think, liked me. But I loved business law. I loved studying. I loved reading. I read the book cover. And I pretty much aced all my tests. So, you know, I think we get frustrated when I go, Mr. Curry, A, you know, I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, he's so hoping that you'd be a dope, yeah, right? Yeah. Because he didn't like you. I had a professor when I was it was an English professor, and we were doing a story. We were reading the Canterbury Tales in the original Middle English. How tough is that? Yeah, I know. I'm looking for street cred because I can read Middle English. But anyway, my friend and I decided this professor was pretty cool because he would say things like, if you're doing the exam and you think that my premise that I'm asking you to write about is wrong, rewrite the question and write your own answer to it. He was really smart, you know, and he was open about things like that. So when it came time for us to do, we were doing the Canterbury Tales and we had to pick one of the stories of the Canterbury Tales and write a paper on it. So we decided that we were going to take a story and write the pro and con position about it. And so he okayed this, and we both worked on both papers. So it was double the work, in a sense. Do you know that motherfucker wanted to give my friend, who was a really cute piece of ass, an A, and he was going to give me a B?
Really?
Yeah, I was like, I took the harder position. Yeah. I was like, roar! I mean, I was
but you didn't work out at the gym.
That's what it is.
Well, now you understand.
I could work out every day and not be the piece of ass this girl was. Well, every day.
Well, at least you dress appropriately and you don't stink.
You know what? You find
You're
ways
well put
to
together.
Keep, thank you. You find ways to keep the stink away.
Oh, you know,
I can't find a way. They show up every Tuesday.
Sorry.
Stop leaving the door unlocked.
You ever have a professor that really speaks bad English? I had a...
a Spanish professor.
I had a Greek, I think it was for... my bookkeeper, something like that. This way, but Professor Marmokas talked like this, and you could not understand what he did. And if you didn't understand their question, you go, you just read the book, read the textbook. The book has everything in there. The book sucked. And he used to get pissed off when you couldn't understand the book because he wrote the fucking book.
He knows what he meant.
And there was right. But that son of a, I almost fucking wrung his neck one night. There was this girl who he almost made cry.
Aww.
And I almost said, really? Really? I can't understand you. This book is gibberish. I should go right to the dean's office and go, look, he should be fucking making souvlaki in the back of a fucking restaurant. He should be teaching fucking economics.
If you could say souvlaki, why can't you understand Greek? we know your song. We know the song.
I got to cut that off quick.
I've told this story before, but there was the one class where it was I was taking Psych 101, and it was a Chinese professor who you couldn't understand his his accent. So I would always read the chapter first before going to the lecture. And one week I missed. I couldn't understand a word he was saying. And then he started pounding his arm with his, like karate chopping his arm and going, Father Le Pen! Father Le Pen! I had no idea what he was talking about.
Fondle the pen. That's what he said. Fondle the pen.
I'm looking around at everybody else trying to figure out what the hell is he talking about. Phantom limb pain is what he was trying to say.
Oh, well, that's hard to in plain English.
Wow. Really?
All right. Let's, should we give away some stuff?
Yeah.
Let's give away some stuff.
Stuff.
All right. How we're going to do this tonight is we're going to play God or Lover. I will explain the game to those who do not know. As Joe and I experienced on many a road trip, there are songs that you hear on the radio. And you go, wow, this tune rocks. And then it's Jesus. And the rocking is gone. And then there's times go, wow, what is this? What is it? This is pretty good. And what it, it's like you get confused.
Yeah, and we always, and on our road trip,
you don't know if it's about God or
Lover. And we always said that if we ever did radio, because this would be the perfect radio bit.
We can't wait till we get there.
Yeah, till we get
there. One day, gentlemen.
So this is God or Lover. What this is, we play these little clips of these songs, and this is how you guys are going to win, if you win. God or Lover. And you have to. And Joe and I are going to play two. Now, as soon as one of us says whether it's God or Lover, there's 10 seconds left, and then the song will stop. These clips are only 30 seconds long. So they're often ambiguous, but you got to try to decipher the lyrics and everything. Is it about God or is it Lover? So it's God or Lover.
Or am I fucking with you?
So these are, I don't know these. Pip picked these out. She's got the answers. So the one who gets the most correctly in the chat room wins the Surf Easy Total VPN, years protection of a Surf Easy on your tablets, on your phones, on your laptops, on your desktops and everything. You could stream all the time. You could be in foreign countries and get websites that you couldn't normally get. So like if you're in Canada and you can't get iHeartRadio, but you want to hear the scammer clips or scammer clips on iHeartRadio, now you can, because nobody can track your IP address because you can put in different locations.
Isn't
and everything.
That neat?
Keeps you nice, safe. If you're at like a Panera and you want to keep your privacy, you can do this with Surf Easy. I know we've given away a couple. Our fans love it. I know some people we've turned on to the free ones, the free Surf Easy, and they love that too. So that's what we're going to do. First, we're going to do, what, the six of these?
Play the intro.
There's
play the
six.
Intro.
Relax.
Well, wait a second. I want you guys, while we're playing the intro and while we're talking about it, I want you guys in the chat to let me know who's playing.
Oh, that's a good point.
Let me know who's playing.
Yeah, if there's a tie, we go to Davin's Den Trivia.
Yeah.
And Davin's Den Trivia is, well, I got about five of these, and it's the first one to get the most correct answers of five. So in this one, speed counts. Because last time, some of you people were just saying what somebody else was saying.
Yeah.
And we're not doing those shenanigans this time.
Nuh-uh.
So I'll play the theme. So if you guys want to play, I know there's a little bit of a delay. If you guys want to play, you let Pip know if you want to play. Me and Joe are going to go mono a mono. I go to Joe the other day. You know, Joe, for as many times as we've played this game, we don't have a God or Lover theme song. Weird. And I wasn't expecting Joe to get it done because I didn't ask him to. It was short notice and everything. I was going to be pleasantly surprised if he did. And I was pleasantly surprised.
Nice.
So Joe whipped this up. So I hope you guys enjoy it. If you don't, fuck it. You do better.
Join us tonight on Davin's Den as we play a game to test our musical boundaries, to find out what the inspiration for a song was. So join us now for God or Lover.
All right, now, Pip, you're going to have to also keep track of about 10 seconds after one of us guesses. Joe usually, for the record, usually guesses before I do. Joe's very quick on the draw with these. I also usually beat Joe.
Yeah.
but that's how the clock stops. Once somebody says God, for instance, there's 10 more seconds. After that, the music stops. You got to guess. All guesses have to be in.
In by 10 seconds? Okay. So let's see. Now, I need an official ruling. Trucker Tom says, I already got it, so I'm not in.
You could be in, Tom. You could give it, because you know what? You can give it away to somebody else.
Yeah.
Or so, you know what? It's like, it's a $50 value. I know a lot of people wanted it. Maybe if you sold it for half price, I'll send you the code. You could do whatever you want.
There you go.
Or you could give it to, your mom. I know. I think Tom loves his mom. He could give it to her. He probably already is with their devices, but maybe, you know.
I think we know that Tom loves his mom. Diva Donnie's in.
All right. Nice. Anybody else in?
Not so far.
Really?
Yeah, come on, kids.
These mofos wanted this stuff. Oh, how do I get to Surf Easy? I put one up here.
And nobody's, Yeah, no, and nobody's jumping in. What is going on?
That's a little disappointing.
I know. Come on, Manny. You know, last time,
I'm not going to beg him. Last time we did this, somebody was like, "I'm not playing,"
like I'm the hard
and they only like guessed on half of the things we were doing, and they were 1 point away from winning.
Yeah,
right? So
yeah, it was crazy.
All right, here's the first one, Joe. You ready?
Yep.
All right, God or Lover, number one. Again, Pip has the answers. This is track one. So we got Trucker Tom versus Diva Donnie.
Yep.
All right. A little disappointed with the others.
Yeah.
Do you remember how the summers felt when we were kids?
Lover.
Oh, we didn't think much about it. We just lived.
Lover. Probably stupid Pip Helix fucking trick. But from that little snippet.
All right, guys. I don't see the two who are playing in the chat.
Well, there's a little bit of a delay.
Okay.
There's a little
That's
bit of
true. So I got to wait. All right. So we got that. All right. So the votes are in. Tom says God. Davin, Joe, and Diva Donnie all said Lover. It's God, one for Tom.
Because she plays dirty, Joe. She plays dirty.
Well, it's the lyrics, the first lyrics that you have.
Well, because you fucking jumped the gun. Let it play out.
Yeah, you got to hear the whole thing,
Joe's like, Joe thinks it's sex. Like, the one who finishes first wins.
No, Joe thinks he's at the gig when there's no set list, and you have to figure out what's going on after two chords.
Joe, you're not at the gig.
I understand that.
Stupid, ruined it. I knew in my heart, much like the Puerto Rican that's out
of
black.
You did not. You said God. You said Love.
I did because the words, right? You know the way her mind
no,
operates.
No, you didn't. No, no.
No,
wrong,
you don't.
Wrong.
Wrong.
You were very convicted when you said that.
I
was Lover.
Ducks have died.
Ducks have died. That's not my problem. Blame the farmer. All right. Track number two.
One drop of your love. A single ray of sun. Just one thing to change the world. It's just you and me. Starting with a dream. And giving.
Lover.
Only takes one job. Only
Lover.
Takes one job.
Sounds like a song how to get pregnant.
Only takes one job.
That's the right drop? Yeah, Joe, you're right.
Donnie, come on. Gotta weigh in, Donnie. Donnie's thinking.
Oh, really? Well, you don't have all day with it, Donnie.
Come
Let's go.
On, Donnie. All right, Donnie's in. All right, we have the exact same guess as last time.
Man, Trucker
Tom said God,
different result.
And Davin, Joe, and Diva all said Lover. Tom takes it again. That was God.
Really? God's who's singing? The Virgin Mary? Who is he trying to get pregnant? Are you kidding
that
me?
That was by a group called Plum. And it only takes one drop of faith is what she's getting at.
Stupid game.
It's hard.
You're pissed because you can't gloat that you might lose.
This is really difficult.
Why would I gloat that I might lose?
Oh, you might win.
I might.
Might. Right.
It's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're hating me.
Don't forget, we developed this game.
Our game.
Our game.
You're an interloper.
How dare you make us lose?
You'll never be one of the original two.
Oh, that's nice.
It's real. Sometimes she needs to know.
Hey, we're going to play the game live in the car on the way to Allentown.
What? Two-thirds.
An actual... Writing conditions.
You ready?
Yeah.
All these years will wash away and will be clean, but we'll have nothing more. I can say there'll come another day when money and our time falls. But on our hands, our wrinkles understand we never really want.
God.
I heard your heart say love,
Lover.
Love, love. I heard your heart say love, love, love.
Tom.
Okay.
All right, so the bets are all in. Tom and Davin both say lover.
I feel good being with Tom, but watch this, the time he's wrong.
And Joe and Diva both say this was about God. Well, Tom is on a hot streak, kids, because this was lover.
Stupid's going to win another surf easy.
Yeah, look at this. Three for Tom, one for Davin.
You know what, though? Tom's got an advantage, and I'll tell you why. Tom's in a truck all day listening to all these.
You think he's listening to this?
You think, yeah.
He could be.
In between his Britney Spears tracks?
Could be.
Yeah. He's digging those CDs out of his purse.
You know, maybe you don't want to listen to, you know, the satellite radio. Maybe you want to go to something else and listen to terrestrial, and you're going through all these states.
Well, you know, these guys also do have an advantage in that they're hearing us guess.
Yes, yes, it's true.
Where, you know.
But you guys could be total losers.
One thing has nothing to do with the other. It's a little hurtful, don't you think?
Yeah, really.
Wait, Tom says, wait, I'm up 3-0 and
no,
I'm
stupid? No,
you're
not up 3-0. I got one.
3-1.
3-1.
But he's like, and I'm stupid?
Well, I'm glad now that you mention it. You are stupid.
He did mention that the next time any of us are out his way, he's buying the drinks. So don't be too harsh on Tom.
Nice.
Like we're going back to Michigan.
Meanwhile, in November.
I know. We said we
wouldn't. I would
go.
Both run for the car. Shut up.
Who's driving? All right,
here
we go.
Your turn this time.
What?
Your turn this time.
I don't think so. Is it?
Yeah, your turn.
Well, I'm driving us up to upstate New York.
All right. It'll be your turn. God.
Wow, you guys.
Okay, there you go. Lover. Okay. Just because Joe said God.
You know what, though? I was just about, you know, I was just about to call an exception on you because the clock tick rule that we have in the car.
Bob, I got it in.
You just made it. Cause
I got it in.
All right, because don't forget the clock tick rule.
That was a very short clip. Pip only gave us 20 seconds.
The rules in the car apply.
There's no way we're guessing 20. In the car, there's no way we're only given that 20 seconds.
Sorry.
But you know the rule after the guy calls it, the clock tick rule goes.
Yeah, you keep on ruining the game by going so quickly.
Okay, now, oh, okay, sorry, Tom, I didn't see that you had guessed. I was waiting on you.
I thought Tom was going to take a knee. He's running up the score so much.
Oh, Pops decided to jump in and play.
Now?
Now,
really?
I know.
He's still got a shot.
Pops is new.
Hello, Pops.
Hi, Pops.
Yeah, he's one of Tom's roped-in listeners.
Oh, there you go. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tom,
roped
for being...
in? Like this is a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, you're right. Fuck you, Pip.
Would you like some soap powder, Bob?
Don't fucking bite yourself. You're absolutely right, Joe. We don't need this shit.
I do.
I don't think you are. You're not even going to be here next week. Watch us fly without you.
I know.
God, Lord knows the chat room's going to be a trouble.
It'll be like those ducks.
Quack, quack, quack. I wonder when somebody's going to pick us up and let us out of here.
Oh, Lord. Okay, back to the game. Number four. Tom, Joe, Diva, and our new entry Pops all decided that it was God. And Davin went with lover just to be contrary to Joe.
Mm, usually works.
bad move, Davin. Everybody else got a point.
All right.
Because
I'm on board with
one. That was about God.
It sounded too gaudy.
Didn't it?
It did sound too gaudy.
Yeah.
So that was what I thought.
Well, that's when I had it, because he's lone and desperate.
Yeah.
And the times are tough. Your chick ain't going to answer the phone. The only person going to go, what do you need? It's God.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, probably true.
Fine. This game sucks.
No, it's not. We birthed it. It's our child.
Well, it's a bastard
you
child.
Love our child.
They love someone more.
Not 4-0, Tom. Other people have points.
Yeah, everybody's on the board, ass.
I know. Stop getting excited. You're like cleaning.
Oh, by the way, you don't like that we could play the rock game and make it an 11-hour show. That's what we play in the car.
The what?
The rock game. You want to make an 11-hour show? We could do that. That okay. You need some time for that one.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Track 5.
Lover.
Raise your hopeful voice. You have a choice.
God.
You may
for that.
That song stunk.
Really, I think we have a new punishment song. You got the extended play of that. You know, I was going to go with your guess at first.
Because it sounds so pathetic.
Yeah.
It really does. Like, you know, when you're brokenhearted, you just turn into a whiny ball of shit. Like, but this guy's singing.
And then as he kept on singing, I'm like, let me go the other way.
I just wanted to call something to get it over with. Stuck on ice.
These clips aren't that long.
Long enough.
I can't take so long.
Long enough.
Stupid game.
Okay.
Why don't you just tell us what Tom guessed, and now we know what the answer is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that actually goes trip.
Oh, fuck you, Tom. I've had enough.
Be nice to Tom.
Don't you have some yak chili to make?
There was Tom and Joe both won because they guessed Lover. And Davin and Diva both went with God. And this one was about Lover. Sorry.
Ugh. Last one.
Who's Tom going to give this to? Has he won? Who's he going to give it to?
I don't know. Tell us. Because he's won, but it's... We're still playing one more.
I'm pissed off because you're not winning. But what are you going to do with the prize, Tom? What?
Like you were going
to
give it to.
I want to know who he's going
to
give it to. I'm just curious. He can't have two of them. He doesn't need two of them.
Yeah, I know.
Covers
so
all of his stuff.
You can find somebody.
He's allowed to
decide. Maybe it'll be an anniversary present to somebody.
Mm.
A birthday present.
There you go.
It could be.
It's like a condom for your computer. It protects you.
Yes.
I don't think Surf Easy would approve of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not the great tagline that they were hoping for.
I don't think they work with their ad agency on that one. All right, here we go. Last one.
For everything that I live, for everything that I can't believe is happening.
Lover.
Standing right in front of me.
God.
Arms wide open, all I know is every day is filled with hope.
All right, Tom, what is it? Were you writing with him? Did you call him at 4:30 when your stupid computer was out of the
issue? You picked some good tunes, though, man.
Well, good's not the right word. Challenging.
Challenging.
Challenging. Challenging. Good is not the right
word. She was nice enough to pick the songs this time because I was busy with the other stuff.
Nice
though.
Enough. She fucking pulled her weight.
No, but it's tough to find songs. I've done two. I've done the...
Yeah, no,
the
she did a good job of finding awful.
Ones. Yeah.
Okay.
As have I.
Now, these...
Well, you don't like
he was pointing at us.
I am. This show's a do-over.
Wow. Oh, it's a very good show.
Not for my blood.
You're
pressure.
Just a grumpy Gus.
That's my garbage pail kid. Grumpy Gus. Stupid me with a frowny face with like purple jelly on my white T-shirt.
Boy, can you imagine if the show was last April? It's the Pip Healing Show.
I would have been all by myself here.
Just sitting here while we peer at each other.
So, Maui, what do you think about cancer cat? What's your advice on how to get a cat to eat broth?
God, I never seen
Let
two
me
people...
ask you a question about AIDS cat. Does AIDS cat have those AIDS that Magic Johnson has? Or does AIDS cat have the AIDS that everybody else has?
Well, AIDS cat actually technically only has the HIV, but since it's a cat, it's the FIV because it's feline.
Go on.
HIV.
Give us the results. You fucking killed that, didn't you?
Sorry, yes. Ugh. Okay, so now, Tom...
You're like a cold towel and a wipe down.
He used to like that. Tom, Joe, Diva, and Pops all went with God on this one.
I guess
one.
He won.
Well,
and it was a clean sweep by Tom. It was the whole friggin' thing. That one was God. And everybody but Davin guessed that.
It sounded so awful.
Well, you know, sometimes people sound awful when they're praying.
It's
imagine what God thinks.
I mean, but
he hears that
the
crap
arms
all day.
It's God with the arm. But, you know, maybe a chick's going to run to him.
He hopes. Maybe
Who
one
was
day.
That? Who sang that?
His name is, let me see. Matthew West.
There you go, Matthew West. Congratulations.
Oh, could you imagine God has to listen to all these drivelly tools? Like, there may know any Def Leppard around here.
You think he wants to listen to your prayers? He doesn't like Def Leppard. If he liked him, he wouldn't have chopped off that guy's arm.
He did chop off.
He did.
I said if he liked him, he wouldn't have chopped off his arm.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, he doesn't like Def Leppard, but Joe Elliott still fucking keeps on singing.
And taking my money.
Because you're a schmuck.
Taking my money. Well, congratulations, Tom. Tom says he's going to figure out later who gets his newly won
you
Surf
take
Easy.
Your time, sir.
Tom, congratulations. Tom won Surf Easy Total VPN coverage.
That is a $50 value. That will cover Tom will email me, and I will give Tom the code, and that will cover whoever he decides to give that lovely gift to. All their devices that they use to go on the internet, your phones, your computers, your tablets, everything, protects you. SurfEasy.com if you guys want to order one on your own. It's a great prize. Really keeps you safe. Nobody can see your ISP address. So it's pretty cool. Congratulations, Tom.
Tom is standing there holding a bouquet of flowers and sniffling right now.
Ain't that fucking great.
He says he's going to be passing it on to his family.
Cool.
Yeah.
Why don't you walk around the rig doing the queen wave?
Hello. Thank you, peasants.
The guy in the tanker truck, three truck. What in the hell's going on there?
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back with our scammer stuff. We'll be back in a few.
Unique and different by incorporating guest past and present experiences, The Kerry Edelman Show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, and writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out our show live Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To listen live or check out past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/Kerry Edelman. The Watson & Watson Show was born from a labor of love, or should we say constant disagreement. Judy and Johnny Watson, a.k.a. mother and son, are constantly battling each other on different issues of life, from politics to sports to proper parenting, or in Italian family terms, discussing passionately about it. If you like a radio show that is entertaining, funny, passionate, and you can have basically the whole family enjoy it, tune on in. You won't be disappointed. If anything, after listening to these two, you'll realize your family isn't that bad after all. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on Watson and Watson.com.